Let's start. Hello, Miss Parveen. How are you?
Why it's always me, the first one who
Because you're the oldest. We are
guys.
respecting you.
I'm fine. I hope you're doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
And
how about Miss Nasim? What?
You have good stuff, sir. Microphone and
Yeah, I'm full equipped. So my equipments are completely,
high class,
well
high
done,
class.
And of course I have everyone. And I just work hard to get these stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. So Miss Nassim, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much for asking, Miss Hannone. Is your real name Atiye or something, So which one should we call you? Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
But I understand that you stay.
Yeah. So are you okay?
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, you're doing good. Okay. Yeah, cool. So, Mrs. Zahra, is that right?
Yes. What?
Okay, how are you?
I'm great, and today I was a good day for me. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good. A little bit tired. I was just working on a video now, but I'm not that, de-energized somehow. So, how about Mr. Mustafa? How are you? Are you there? Can you hear me? Turn on your mic if it's possible. Turn on your mic. There's a button there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Sorry because of the interruption. Thanks for having me. I have to say hello there. And I hope it will be useful.
Yeah, of course. Don't worry about the things happen, but guys, just please try it before, because we don't have a lot of time. We don't have all day for each session. So if you're not okay with these things, so please first try it before the session so you get to know these things, It is more like going to a war without a weapon. So it's going to be dangerous. So yeah, but it's fine. It's totally fine. Don't worry. Now everything is okay. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Mustafa?
Yes, yes.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So, guys, let's start the session. What do you think?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Today, we are going to talk about hobbies. Sorry. So, Ms. Parveen, since you mentioned that you don't like this topic, I start with you. So, please talk a little bit about your hobbies. Do you have any hobby? Are you there? Miss Parveen?
I think she's not here.
Okay, Miss Nassim, start it.
She's also not there.
No one is here.
I'm sorry. Yes. About my hobbies, the most popular hobbies for me, it's watching movie at first or reading some self-help books, and another things, listen music. But it's better for me to hang out with my friends, especially my close friends. And recently, I made a plan for myself. After twice a month, or maybe one day a week, we go to some new place as an adventure, with my friends. And I did it before, especially last week in Saturday, to go some new place in Tehran, and it wasn't
that you've never gone
exactly
there,
yes
right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Very, very good. And I did that with my friend too recently. I just said, we usually, me and my friend, actually, Shayan, we go to different paths. But we have the same place that we go always. Yeah. So it was a little bit boring. I told my friend, let's try another path. He wasn't, you know, so okay with that, but we did it. Anyway, we got lost completely. Yeah. We used Google Map to find our way. So, yeah, it was very fun. But anyway, yeah, it was adventurous for sure. Yeah, thank you so much. So, Miss Hannane, how about you? Do you have any hobby?
Yes, the best hobby for me is paint and go to nature and read books. And go shopping.
All right, go shopping.
Yeah.
So you are you rich or something?
No. But I
because these days it's hard to shop.
But I love to shopping.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We will ask about what do you shop in the future. But now, let's say what is your hobby? So you mentioned it. Thank you so much. Mr. Mustafa?
Yes.
Do you have any hobby?
Yes. I'm reading books. I like reading books and watching animations. You know, I'm very fond of watching animations. And just going out and walk outside, outdoors.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. And Mrs. Zahra?
Yes.
Please.
Yes, my hobby is weird because I'm always watching football, and I'm you know, many people laugh at me because I'm a girl, but I'm a fan of football. Yeah. I always following the sport play.
Which club?
You know, Steklad. We are different with each other.
Right. So. The conversation is finished. Goodbye, anyway.
You know, so, I'm a big fan of football. And, you know, my hobby was watching Navat. I always watch on Wednesday, and I always waiting to watch. But after that, you know, because of the some problems, it went out and just watching football and reading health books.
Self-help books, right? Yeah. So Navat was one of my favorite programs, one of my favorite shows. Unfortunately, we had to watch it on Monday, I think. You said I think, we made a mistake. Yes, it is fine. But it was very, very awesome, in my opinion. Unfortunately, these days we can't watch it anymore. So we have to watch some crappy shows. So,
I confused Wednesday with Monday.
I got it because you're a huge fan, so I thought that you made a mistake, you know, not so deliberately, undeliberately. Fine. Yeah. So, Miss Parvin, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Sorry, I was hungry and I went to get something to eat.
Okay, are you kidding me now? Okay, good. So, do you have any hobby, please?
Of course I have. As you know, I watch movies. Mm-hmm. I have seen a lot of movies. I read books.
So we have common hobbies here. So most people here, they love to watch movies. Yes. So I think it is very, it is one of the common hobbies among a lot of people to watch movies, I think.
And I go to gym.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I love shopping.
Yeah.
I go shopping.
Yeah.
Often.
Just like Miss Anna. Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Sometimes I write. Good. I try to write something.
What do you write?
Stupid. My thoughts. I write it down.
So you keep a journal?
Not like a journal, but sometimes I write some thoughts in my mind about many different topics, but finally, at last, I burned them.
Oh, all right. Okay. Because I wanted to ask what kind of things you write. So you mentioned that I burned them, so we can't ask it. Right? Okay. So fine. Next question I'd like to ask is that how often do you do these hobbies, Miss Barvin? How often? You know, how often do you watch movies, for instance?
Watch movies every day. Sometimes it's
really
it depends on the movies. If it's a series, I watch them every day. But movies, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times a week.
Okay.
About gym.
Okay. Yeah.
I go to gym 4 times a week. I do workout 3 mm-hmm. days, and yeah. I do aerobic 1 day.
Yeah. So you do cardios too?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, so you do cardios too? Aerobics is one of the cardio exercises. Yeah. I don't know anything about aerobics personally, but I like to run sometimes. These days I don't run. I became so lazy.
Yeah. It's so, very good to make your body strong, and it's very, very good for someone who has a breathing problem. For example, yes. You go walking, and in the middle of your walking, you stop. You can go on and you can walk anymore. I think aerobic is a good way to solve a breathing problem.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Any cardio exercise, I think. Right? Yeah, good. So, Ms. Nassim, tell us, how often do you do your hobbies? You mentioned going mm-hmm. out and reading books, watching movies. So how often do you do that? Sorry.
Okay, about hang out with my friend, it depends on my, you know, on my situation. But I prefer 1 day a week, I do that. But about reading books, I prefer every day, especially in the morning. Or maybe in the late of the night. Before that, I want to go to sleep. But now
is there any particular reason for that? Why you do it in the morning? Why?
Uh-huh.
Is there any particular
reason? Because I make a ritual morning. And I prefer to use some method in the morning to give energy in my body. And I prefer after that I wake up, I get a little bit meditation. And after that, I listen to a calm music, light music. Yeah, light music. And after that, I read some pages of the book, some nowadays I start a new book.
What is that?
Getting done. Oh my god, getting done before everything that you start, mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. show all of you guys after that. And then, but nowadays I care about my newborn nephew all the time.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you. And I play with my nephew, and then all the time I play with my newborn nephew. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be, we can call it a new hobby of yours.
Definitely.
Playing with my nephew,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Good. Cool. So you talk about all of your hobbies. Is that right?
Yes.
Movies. You didn't mention movies.
Movies. I would like to see science fictions, and especially I took up recently and I start to see this kind of movie like Lucy or Push. You know the movie that's related to Power Mind. Yeah.
Powerful mind.
Powerful mind. Or maybe the power of subconscious mind.
Yeah, all right. Movies, get it.
Yeah, related to this kind of thing. I'm interested to watch it.
Yeah, all right, cool. Amazing. So, Miss Hannah, please.
Oh.
Why oh?
Hobby, if I offer a hobby for my friends, I say to them that read books and go to nature, because I love
them. Okay, so you mentioned, how often do you do these things? You said you go to nature and you read books, you do shopping, you go shopping. So how often do you do these things? You know, once a week I go shopping, for example.
One?
Or I read book every day.
Read book I have every day. But go to nature I once a week.
Once a week.
Once.
All right, nice. Okay, yeah, amazing, amazing. So I forgot to ask from Miss Mariam. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So why you don't say anything? I forgot to ask you.
Okay,
so what are your hobbies, and plus how often do you do them?
My hobbies? Okay.
Yes.
Reading is my top hobby. Most of the time I spend my time on reading and sleeping.
Okay.
And
all right.
Hanging out with my friend.
How often do you do that? How often do you sleep?
Sleep? I don't know. It depends. And
all right. How tired are you, or how bored are you?
How bored.
For example. All right. Yeah.
And about.
Nice way to get rid of boredom, I think.
Exactly.
And, yeah. Okay.
It depends. And if, for example, if I have enough time, I mostly read. Yes.
Okay. Nice. So what kind of books do you read usually?
Self-help books. Yes.
Self-help books. Okay. Nice. Nice. Novels.
Yes.
Amazing. Good. We will get to that thing, because it is one of the commonest hobbies here too.
Yeah.
So we can talk about what kind of books and novels you read. So we will get
that. That'd be great.
Get to that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Mustafa, tell us about how often do you do your hobbies? For example, watch animation.
Yes, it depends on my time, because, you know, it takes a lot of time, you know. It's not a short 1 hour and a half to watch animation, and especially movies. Yeah. Some movies are about, I think, 3 hours.
Yes, like Godfather.
And you have spare time.
I lost you for a moment. Can you repeat it again?
Can you hear me right now?
Yes, you said you were talking. You said, for example, some movies, you know, the duration is about 3 hours, and then we lost you. So can you
repeat it? I was just saying that, yes, it takes a lot of time, and it depends on my free and spare time, you know. But if I have free time and I'm bored, you know, I will definitely go to watch movies, and especially animation.
Okay.
And apart from that, listening to some kind of classic music, like Hotel California and, you know, old great music after one each chapter.
One reason I think we lose you is because of the video. It is okay. You were saying classical music.
Music after finishing each chapter in the book, for example, I'm reading one book nowadays, Sapiens. Mm-hmm. Its name is Homo Sapiens. And each chapter is about 1 hour, commonly. And it's very hard, you know, and a lot of academic words. And I'm struggling a lot, but after I finished to it, I reward myself by listening to some kind of music and so on.
Yeah, amazing yeah. method. So a lot of people, I think, they can use this method. We will talk about this in your interview. I think we can discuss about these things, these issues. First, Miss Parvin, right? So first interview, we will talk about these kind of issues with Miss Parvin, and then I will come to you, okay. and we can discuss about methods.
Okay.
Amazing method. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, Mrs. Zahra, please. How often do you do your hobbies, please?
You know, this is a holiday in football, and I can't watch any football yeah. in Iran. But when it is a football match, I always watch it and don't miss the match. But about reading, once a month, because I'm not into novels, I just read self-help books, and I finished the Atomic Habits recently, and it was a good. But I told you I live near Persian Gulf in Hormozgan, and this in summer it is hot and humid, and we can go to beach and walking, but that was my hobby, go to beach and walking. But nowadays, no.
Okay. How about at night?
You can go there after 1 a.m. at night, not during the night. Because of the sea. If it is wavy, you can go there and enjoy the walking. But unless that, you can't go.
Yes. Okay. Nice. Yes. Nice. That's amazing. You mentioned football. Don't you watch, for example, European football?
Yes, of course. Something? I'm a big fan of Milan. AC Milan.
Milan. Excellent.
You know, I watched all the matches in the past for Milan. For example, Shevchenko, Inzaghi, Maldini. That was a golden time.
I have a friend. Actually, my friend is a huge fan of Milan. Yeah. You know, he's a huge fan of Milan too. Yeah, excellent.
Golden
times. But these days, they're not so good.
Yes, but these days, all about Messi and Ronaldo. And I'm a fan of Ronaldo, but I'm not fan of his teams. I'm not.
So you're just having a war with me.
You're a
fan of Ronaldo.
I'm a fan of Ronaldo, but not his team. For example, no Madrid, no Juve.
Juventus, especially Juventus, because you're a fan of Milan. Yeah.
But I'm a fan of Barcelona.
Yeah, all right, nice to hear that. Finally, finally found something common between
us. You can't talk to me just about football, not anything else.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but in general, that's amazing to hear that, because you know, I can hear that that you're so energetic and you know, you're inspired by football, because you're talking with a lot of passion. So, which is amazing, you know. And your voice is a loud voice, is a very very energetic voice, which congratulations.
Thank you.
It is very good. And your English is very good too.
You know, this is because I'm a fan of football and I enjoy talking to people.
Yeah.
And my husband is a fan of Persepolis, and we always have argue with each other.
Okay.
Because of the football.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Yes.
So let's jump back to our topic. So let me ask you about the categories you mentioned, and then, of course, I want to ask this the same question from everyone, because most of you guys mentioned books, right? So why do you guys just read self-help books? You know, is there any particular reason, or what kind of self-help book do you read the most? Mrs. Zara.
Yes, you know, I'm a lazy person, and I always read self-help books to get me energy and do my everything. And okay, yeah. Because of that, I...
Because of motivation.
Yes,
in general.
Yes. And when I read the stories about people all around the world, I realized that I'm not alone. Many people are like me, and because of that, but I'm not into novels.
Into novels, huh?
Just because of that. Okay,
cool. Yeah. Is there any particular self-help book you like the most? For example, if it's about business, if it's about leadership, family, anything?
It's all about good habits. Good habits. Right. For example, I downloaded Zaban Shenas. It motivation me, and because of the habit, okay, listening to the English podcast and everything gets my habit. And I always read self-help books to realize how can manage or my time, how to think well, and because of something like that, I always reading.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Good. Very, very good. So, Ms. Parveen, you mentioned you read books too.
I don't read self-help books, but I read a lot of literary books. When you read a book, you can get experiences from those books because it's all about people and what they do, what they say. We can read their experiences. If those experiences are bad, we can avoid them in our life. Mm-hmm. And on the contrary, if they are good, we can apply them in our life.
Yeah, right. Yes.
When I read a book, I put myself into the story completely. And I feel like I am here. I'm in that situation and enjoy it a lot as if I am living someone else's life, you know, and it makes me use my imagination.
Yeah, so I guess you have good imagination.
Because of reading a lot of books and watching a lot of movies. And movies plays the same role for me as books.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So one thing you mentioned, I'd like to talk about that too. Because one thing I don't like about self-help books is that they spoon feed you. You know, they just, you know, they give you some steps, for instance. Okay, do this and that. But I don't think, you know, it will work that much. You know, they will tell you these facts, these steps, all right, you must do this and that. But maybe that won't work for you. But one thing I like about novels...
Literary books, I think it's true about self-help.
Self-help books, yes. Yes, of course, I'm talking about that. About novels, for instance, it's the opposite because you're reading a book... And you can have your, you know, ideas about that book, about that story. And as you mentioned,
I myself don't like to read self books just because I don't like someone to tell me what to do and what to think. Most of the self books is not all of them, but most are about this matter. They tell you. What to do, what not to do. But when you read novels, literary books, you can activate your mind, you know, your mind to think and your actions, activate your actions and so on.
Yes, of course. Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
So, Ms. Nassim? I made an argument. Try to argue with Ms. Parveen about self-help books. Why you read self-help books?
When Ms. Parveen told about about the novels, it remind me. Yes, it's true. When we read novels and a storybook, we can imagine everything that happened. For example, I remember when I read some chapter of Goosebumps in Zaban Shanas, and I imagine everything that happened in every scene. The most reason that I choose to read some self-help books, it's because life is short and I want to know about every experience, every good or bad experience of another guys, especially successful people or especially self-built person in all of the world. Mm-hmm. Because this is one of my desire. I want to be entrepreneur in the future. And I would like to know everything about every aspect of the life, you know, because...
How about experiencing it, for instance, instead of just reading?
For example, about David Goggins. You know this guy, and he encountered with a lot of bad experience in their life, but... He can overcome to do that. And Ms. Zahra mentioned a good point. When we read these kind of books, we know, okay, maybe I'm not alone. Maybe I'm a lazy person. I can overcome in difficult situation. But nowadays, because I have another goal, especially of education project, I prefer to use a three category of books. Number one, self-help books because of psychological things. I want to know that and to how can I behavior, how can I act or behave in front of the people in different, character. Another about education book, especially.
Educational books.
For example, the last book that I downloaded recently, Business School by Robert Kiyosaki. I'm curious about the things that he mentioned, but I don't know at this time because I haven't read yet. And another thing is about subconscious mind. I can't handle my mind. I can't handle my thoughts. And maybe all the time I'm confused when I'm doing something, especially I'm working on my project, and my thoughts, interrupt me. And I want to overcome to my weak points. Yes, through by reading this kind of books. But
okay.
Yeah, that's my idea.
Okay. All right. So continue. But what?
But I agree with Miss Parveen to create, we can improve imagination with, reading the novels and a story. But I don't know why. I don't like to read novels.
All right. So, of course, that's a matter of interest. Some people they do like it, some people they don't. And Miss Hannana said she wants to go. If you can hear me, you can go. So it's okay. So you just say goodbye to everyone if you want, and you can just leave. Do you have my voice? All right. She said someone called her. I think you got the message, right? Is that everyone?
Yes. We got the text from her.
You got the message? Yes, of course. So she mentioned she wants to go. So, okay, perfect. If you want, just, hang up the call and just go. Okay, cool. Goodbye. So the next one... Miss Mariam, how often do you read books? How often do you sleep? and of course, why you do these things and what kind of books you read? Tell us a little bit about the categories and things you do.
It depends on my time. For example, when I went to school, I didn't have so much to spend on books. And I read, for example, 4 pages or 5 pages a day. But now my time is free, and I read.
Mm-hmm.
And about self-help books, most of you guys didn't have the positive idea about self-help books. But I think that they don't necessarily tell you what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
And these self-books have a lot of points to teach. For instance, about procrastinating, what it is, and how can we overcome. Yeah. And it teaches somehow the way, it lightens the way. And they don't hold a hammer to knock on your head, do this, don't do that. It teaches.
Yeah, of course, they give you the idea. That's the thing. For instance, let me tell you something. My favorite, all-time favorite category when I want to read a book is biography. Most biographies that I added into ZBook, you can see it, you know, Bryan Cranston, right? Of course, David Goggins, I mentioned to Mr. Mustafa too. So I love to read these things. I can't consider them as self-help books because they're not really biographies, autobiographies. They're not really self-help books, to be honest. I don't, you know, consider them as self-help books. You read these things, you learn from these people. But self-help books usually is all about the steps. You know, to be honest, I'm not saying they're bad.
Yes.
I didn't say that. But I think that, you know, they some of them are ridiculous. Not all of them. Okay. Some of them.
Of course. We have good books and bad books. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah, all right, cool. Is that all?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Yeah, novels. You mentioned novels. Do you read any novels?
Me?
Yes. What kind of novels do you like the most?
Novels. Novels that...
Yes.
I don't like romantic novels, like love stories. The novels that have something to teach you, like The 40 Rules of Love. It's about...
What? Can you repeat it again?
The 40 Rules of Love.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I know. Yeah.
I'm almost...
It is a very good book.
And it's considered a novel, but it has a lot of things to teach. And
yes, exactly.
Yes, I like this kind of novel.
Yes, all right. So, Mr. Mustafa, can you please?
Yes. So, I was hearing Miss Parveen and Miss Nassim, you know, saying, but I'm with both of them. It's a good idea to combine these sort of books together. You know, for example, Miss Parveen mentioned that feeding your imagination. And exactly yesterday, I watched a video from YouTube that he was saying that how to feed your imagination. And he mentioned books and something like that can help very well. And on the other hand, self-help books, you know, to be honest, to tell you the truth, you know, I don't know, self-help books are kind of boring to me. Not all of them. You know, for example, before I started reading educated book, you mentioned autobiography, right? Educated on the book and at the same time, Homo sapiens. Before that, I started reading The Attractor Factor, and but I gave up. I quit. You know, it was very boring. It was very boring. He was just talking about himself and how he got some cars. And...
Yeah.
But some of the... motivational books like as you mentioned
David Goggins, Can't Hurt Me.
I agree with them and they are very cool, but because I need self-help books, why I'm reading self-help books, because I need academic words more than other kind of words. For example, in Harry Potter.
Major, is that right?
Yeah, because, for example, you read Harry Potter, yeah, you enjoy it, but the words, you know, a lot of, how can I put it, a lot of expressions and idioms that I don't need.
Don't need them, right? Do you have my voice? I think I lost you for a moment.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, of course, go on.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm just like, it's my hobby. I think it's maybe weird. Lie down, because, you know, the technology and cell phones and other things, you know, they cause us the lack of hobbies. You know, for example, one of the psychologists, you know, Jeffrey Yang, he says that he counts five major needs, basic needs of all humans, and he counts hobbies among them. And it's very amazing, and it shows us the importance of having hobbies. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It's one of
and
the
you,
basic.
You mentioned something.
Yeah.
You mentioned about phones, smartphones.
Yeah.
So we sometimes, it depends on how we use that smartphone. Sometimes we can have good hobbies and bad hobbies. So yeah. Do you have any bad hobbies yourself?
Bad hobbies? No, I don't think so, because...
Really? You don't have any? You don't have any bad hobbies? How this is even possible? I am the great example of bad hobbies.
Because I don't have a lot of hobbies, to be honest. Unfortunately, okay. Of course. Yeah. But, yeah.
No, why? Why, unfortunately?
You know, let's see. Let tell you something, that I walk around my room and, you know, I, you know, the sports, the traditional sports of Iran, I have to mention the Persian name, you know, Varzhai Zurkhanehi, like.
Okay, like, yeah. I don't know how to say that in English.
Yeah, Varzhai Zurkhanehi, I, you know, Micharkham, I, and I'm circling to myself very fast, and I, you know, okay. free my energy by that.
Okay, yeah, all right. So
yeah.
that's kind of activity you have,
yeah.
For example, to, you know, to somehow consume your energy. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes, okay, you know, I hit some mirrors and break some. I go crazy. I go crazy, okay, and out of my head and hit mirrors. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Accidentally,
be careful.
Of course, accidentally, not on all purpose. Right. Yeah.
Why don't you go to those gyms? You know, I think there are some gyms that they do these things. So instead of just being at your room and just breaking stuff, and why don't you go to a gym?
You know, I'm nowadays I'm waking up at 7, and I'm going to one of my parks in our location, and I do exercise and just running and you know. Yeah, that's it. But I have to think about going gym as well.
Okay. Yeah. That's optional. You know, it depends on your time. Even, you know, sometimes these days I don't know why gyms are so expensive.
Yeah.
Because some of them, you know, I don't get it why they are so expensive. Some people they don't like to go to gym. Maybe because of the cost, maybe because of the time, maybe because of the people inside the gym. And maybe you don't like that sport, because bodybuilding is the most available sport in Iran. Everyone can go to this kind of gyms. But in general...
Yeah. I like martial arts, like... but our location, as you said, you know, we have just bodybuilding. And,
It is the most available gym to go, I think.
Exactly.
So, do you have anything to say?
No. Let's skip to another person.
Okay. So, Mrs. Zahra, let's talk about good and bad hobbies of yours. Do you have any good or bad hobbies? Hobbies. I don't know why I say hobbies. Hobbies. Yeah.
Okay, you know, everybody have good hobbies and bad hobbies, but the worst hobby for me is I can't manage my time. I have many free time, and from morning until night, and I can manage my time, but I don't know why. Because of that, I always reading self-help books to got the idea. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Still, you didn't get it.
Yeah. To got the to got the idea, and this is useful for me. Maybe I want to say, depending on your personality, you can. There is something else. I watch video. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I told you about depending on your personality. I have not a strong personality. I always.
You don't have it.
Yes, I don't have. I always follow others. You know, if they say this is good, I just follow them.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
Bad characteristic of yours.
And, you know, then all people know me as a calm woman. And I can't argue. I can't be bad with others. Because of that, I always reading self-help books and got the idea and how I can encounter the problems, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there is a very, very common idiom.
Yeah.
All right. I want to teach you.
Yes.
That. I don't know if we can call it idiom or not, but in general, they say paralysis of analysis. Paralysis of analysis. You're reading too much book.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think if you read a lot of self-help books and you're not doing anything, so it means that you're paralyzed, right?
Yeah,
it means that you're not moving at all, right? So you read a book and do the things you've learned from that book.
Yes, of course.
It is matter of doing. I think I personally, I learned English just by reading one article and starting to learn English, not just reading tons of articles and then what to do and I don't know what not to do or whatever. So I actually read one article. It was about Power English, and I mentioned that guy. There was a workbook or help book or whatever. That guy actually had it, and I just translated it and put it in the forum. The guy's name was I forgot his name. Anyone knows his name? Do you guys know his name?
Yeah.
He was from
Ivan?
Ukraine or
Ivan?
Something. Ivan, yes, exactly. Ivan Otinger, yeah. So I read an article from him, and it was about, hey, Power English is good. Just go and read it and study it. And I was like, okay, cool. Thank you so much. And I started it. And I learned English somehow. So that's the thing. I think reading a lot of self-help books won't help you. If you want to do something, if you're shy, for instance, find a way to get rid of that shyness by doing something. I don't know what, because I am shy and I don't know how to get rid of that. But in general, I think by taking action, there are a couple of things that I've learned by taking action. For example, I was very skinny. Instead of just reading articles how to make myself fat, I started going to the gym and experiencing things. So I think that's far better for
you. You know, Mr. Kambiz, I always do the things. If I got the idea and I do that, for example, I told you about Atomic Habits, okay? I got the idea and nowadays I use that for my English. Every day, for example, I downloaded my Zabarshinas app in my phone because this is the easiest way I can listen to English, read books, watch movies because of the new habits. But, you know, I'm going to English class and all the video are in my laptop. I've never opened it because that is hard for me. But when I read some books like these and they say, yes, choose the easiest way, I got the idea and I think about it, how can things is easy for me. Yes.
Okay.
But about good hobby, I think there is no good hobby, just about my food, because I've never drink soda, because I read an article about soda, and this is about maybe 15 years.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Right?
No, no. It's about how soda is bad for our health. And right. It is about 15 years I don't drink soda.
Okay, amazing. I don't drink soda too. Yes. Personally, I hate it. Yeah. I like to drink it, but I don't drink it because I think, because of the sugar, as I mentioned, because it has a lot of sugar in it. It is not natural. I don't like it. So, all right, that's good.
Yes.
Good. So, do you want to say something?
Just was that and nothing more.
All right, cool. Okay. So, Miss Parveen, do you have any bad hobby?
I think I waste too much time. For example...
On what?
There are times that I do nothing. I just sit and do nothing. And I used to be on Telegram much.
A lot.
But now I'm working on it. I've reduced using it a lot because it had bad effect on my mind. I couldn't do my work well because it has some...
It would distract you, huh?
Yeah, it has some negative effect on my concentration and I couldn't focus well. And it does. There are some friends speaking with them, and those friends have nothing good and useful to say. But they just talk and talk and talk and whine, and they don't know what they want from their life and just talk.
Yeah, and they do the talk, but they don't do. The things they have to do. I think
they just whine.
We have a lot of
you know,
people.
They just whine. They just blame their life, their situation. I'm working on blur these people because they don't have anything good for me.
All right. Yeah. Yes. So speaking with these people is a bad hobby too for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Don't you have anything else?
About bad hobbies.
Yeah. What is your best hobby, for instance? Is it watching movies or reading books? What do you consider the best one?
Watching movies. I don't know what to pick. I love watching movies. I love reading books. I love exercise. I don't know, but I think if I have to choose, I choose books. I love reading books a lot.
Yeah. Amazing. Good. How about Miss Nasim? It's your turn.
Okay. The bad hobbies that I have, still I have taken nap in the afternoon because when I want to take a nap, maybe about 30 minutes. It took me...
You go for 2 hours, huh?
Oh, my God. Yes, but I work on it.
Okay, yeah, that's...
I decreased until 1 hour. And it's very horrible for me. Because of that, I can't manage my time. You know, because I live in apartment with my nephew, and I should to take care of my time, especially in the afternoon. I can't focus on my to-do list. For this reason, taking a nap is a bad hobby for me. And the best one for me, I prefer to travel a lot. If depends on me, traveling very enjoyable for me, and
So, do you travel a lot?
Since this year, yes.
And I hope I continue in this way, especially with my family. But I will try with some of my close friends. Yeah. And another thing that I want to say, I ask you and other guys, do you have any bad memory of hobby of payments or having fun?
There are some, I think there are,
or maybe
there can be, yeah, travel.
Trauma. Maybe you had a trauma of doing that.
I've never thought about that personally, but I think everyone has these experiences. I think I personally, it is one of those questions that you have to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the end of this, mm-hmm. everyone has time to think about that. Maybe we can discuss about this. So now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
Yes, I had a, you know, riding bicycle, a trauma of riding bicycle, because yes, when I was maybe, I don't know exactly, 13, yes, 13, I decided to ride my brother's bike, and all mm-hmm. of a sudden I fell down, and after that I didn't try to ride a bicycle anymore. But recently, last week, I with some of my cousins went to women's park, and when they try to riding bicycle, I just tell, okay, I just watching all of you guys. But I said to myself, maybe in this time I can try again. And it was very interesting for me, because I had a trauma, but when I decided to do again, I could, you know, I overcome of my trauma, and riding bicycle very fast. Yes, it was very
be careful not to crash again. So yeah, because you said that you're riding very fast. Why? Because
yes. Because I was Javgir on that time.
I don't know how to say that in English. Anyone knows it?
Yeah.
Miss Parvin, do you know how to say Javgir in English?
Cheer up? I don't know exactly.
Cheer up? I don't think so. No.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Okay, cool. Fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, these were the things you wanted to mention, right? Don't you have anything else to say?
And about exciting hobbies. For example, I would like to try bungee jumping, jet ski, and paraglider. These three things is the most things that I wrote in my.
It is more like a bucket list item, I think. Because having a hobby of jumping, you know, from the sky or somewhere,
About bungee jumping, before that, I want to try in the some, because there are some parks, especially in Tehran, and I don't know exactly, they have the same instrument like bungee jumping, and yes, before that, I tried them, yeah.
All right. So it is, let's say, maybe in the future we can talk about bucket list items.
Okay.
So, we can discuss about this. I think it can be interesting to talk about this.
Yes.
Maybe for next conference or maybe later.
Okay.
So, all right, good. Okay. Good luck with that, I think.
Thank you.
So, all right. So, Miss Mariam.
About my bad hobbies.
Yeah.
First bad hobby is that I sleep late, really late. For example,
me too.
Last night I downloaded a series and I watched the whole first season till the sunrise.
So what was the series?
Peaky Blinders.
I've never watched it. I thought maybe it is Breaking Bad, because Breaking Bad is one of those series that you have to watch it. 24.
I haven't watched it. And I watched the first season till the sunrise, and I read some books, then I went to sleep.
So what was the time, actually?
And 6 or 7 a.m. Yes.
All right. How did you get up for this session? Because I think, wow. So, wow. So you have to actually solve this problem because it is too much.
Really difficult too. I don't know how to.
Yeah, I have it too, personally. I like to go to sleep. Sometimes I think it depends on the character too. I think some people, they can't go to sleep pretty much early. Exactly. I personally can't. I have to at least go to sleep at 1 o'clock. If it's 1, maybe I can sleep. I can't go before 12 or 1. It's hard for me. So I think it is all right, but going to sleep 6 or 7, I don't think it is very, very good. So yeah, make it 2 or 3. Everyone in my, I think everyone would, do better if you do that, I think. Yeah, but okay, nice.
But some nights I go to sleep at 12 and wake up at 11 in the morning. Like, I sleep a lot or I don't sleep at all.
Yeah, it is fine. That's your life. So, yeah, no one is going to blame you. No one is going to judge you. Yeah. What? Miss Parvin, what did you say?
Miss Mariam doesn't have balance.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, don't you have any other bad hobby? Or what is your best hobby? Your favorite hobby?
Best hobby? After reading, working out, exercising.
All right. So, do you go to the gym or at home? You do it at home.
Sometimes I go to the gym, and when I don't feel like it, I just exercise at home.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Excellent hobby. And you're. I don't think that you're much of a talker, right? You don't talk much.
No.
I don't. It's obvious because, I ask questions from others. They at least speak for 10 minutes. You speak for 2. Yeah. Okay. Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think that was the question. I think basically we are done with the questions. Last question and we are done. What do you think, Mrs. Zahra? Do you think hobbies must be there? Should we have hobbies or not?
I can get your question. Means I have a habit. Is it good or not?
Yeah. Should we have hobbies?
Yes. Why not? Hobbies always help you improve yourself. For example, my new hobby is I'm working on remove negative thinking, and I'm working on positive. Okay. This is a hobby for me because I want to become a habit. And I really want to do most exciting things, okay? Because of my personality, I'm not risky and I can do all of the things Nassim said. Mm-hmm. For example, that was so risky for me and I can do that.
Yeah.
But for something, watching a movie and enjoying our time, I think this is good. Yeah. And
that's it? Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
We should have hobbies, do you think that way? Because you learn or you do stuff. So it's going to be beneficial.
If we want to have a good life, we must get good hobbies. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is necessary for us.
Yeah, let me say something. Hobbies are a little bit different. They're not habits.
Okay, hobby.
All right, so hobbies, for example, can be leisure. I don't know, swimming is my hobby, for example.
Yes, nowadays I want to learn how to swim and I want to enjoy my time in the summer.
Okay. Because we are almost done with the summer, so when exactly you want to...
No, this is always in Bandarabas summer. You have just 1 month.
I'm sorry, month.
Yeah. because of our life in Bandar Abbas, it's always summer.
Yeah. I know. Actually, I forgot that you're from Bandar Abbas.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So that's it? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. Parvin, should we have hobbies? Why or why not? Ms. Parvin, are you there? She's not there. Ms. Nassim, should we have hobbies?
You don't have. I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Go for it. Should we have hobbies or not? Are you there?
Sorry.
Yeah. So,
of course, we have two.
I think you have poor connection.
Hobbies. We should have. Yes, of
right.
course.
I lost you for a moment.
Do you have my voice now?
Yes, I do.
I think we should have hobbies because hobbies reduce your stress and anxieties.
Yes.
You enjoy doing them, you know, when you are doing the something you enjoy it. Something pleasurable, and you forget about all difficulties or problems in your life, and you just focus on what you do.
Yeah, and yeah, amazing. Yeah, especially that part. You know, you want to get rid of your stress.
Exactly.
You have to have leisure, right? So you have to do something. Especially watching movies can be one of them. For instance, you do it a lot.
Yeah, you just enjoying. What you do and you focus on in that precise moment. And I myself prefer both physical or mental hobbies because each has its own benefit. Each can affect your body and your mind functions. When I do each of them, I close my mind to all stress, to all my problem in that moment.
Okay,
and,
amazing.
Some recent researches have shown that, for example, reading books has influence on memory, and it can somehow prevent Alzheimer's, you know?
No, okay. Yeah, so I think I totally agree with that because, you know, if you're under a lot of pressure, some people, you know, they have this kind of lifestyle that they just, you know, they just work or they do some particular things and they don't have any other hobbies. Even, you know, spending some time with your family can be somehow a hobby. Of course, it is too general. But if you just work and if you don't do hobbies, the stress level will go higher and it will cause even mental damage, even if it's not physical. And mental is, you know, it has a correlation between mental and physical. So if your mental is not good, your physical is not going to be good. So I totally agree with that.
There must be a balance between them.
Yes, for sure, for sure. So we can discuss about, I think... maybe some specific topics in the future, maybe about these scientific facts in the future. So we will have more specific conference in the future. These are more general ones. So yeah, thank you so much for mentioning it.
Can I continue?
Yes, for sure.
Aside from this, all of these things, I think... hobbies should be challenging, you know, whether mentally or physically. For example, I myself, by reading books, I can improve my writing skills, you know. I can enhance my vocabularies. It increases my knowledge also about people's cultures and all. Reading books teaches me a lot and makes me consider my behaviors, you know. And change my behaviors, my bad behaviors.
Yes, exactly.
Change them if it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. So killing two birds with one stone.
You're saying, exactly.
Right? So I totally agree with that. So imagine you have a hobby which is a positive and beneficial one. So
It's very useful.
Yes,
it's totally true. About, for example, watching movies or doing exercise or something else.
Yes,
for example, for sure. Exercise makes us feel healthy and strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Yes, that's amazing, amazing. So, Miss Nancy, should we have hobbies? Yes. Why? No. Why not?
Yes. Yes, because in my opinion, if we want to grow up in our life, we need to have funny time, to have hobbies, but it depends on which kind of hobbies that we choose. For example, that guys mentioned in their voice, maybe
serve smoking a cigarette, for instance.
Yes, no, just like surfing in the net, for example, without any special rules.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
but Instagram, I don't agree with that. It depends how you use it, right?
It depends how to use. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I think social media is awesome in many ways, mm-hmm, if you use it in the right way. If you're creating your brand, why not using it? If you want to just, you know, share stories of yourself cooking something, who cares about that? So, that's an issue.
Because I believe instinctive needs of humankind mm-hmm. is having fun in their life. Life without hobbies is boring.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with Miss Parveen. You know, we can choose some positive habits, and beside that, we improve a lot. For example, when you decided to go to the gym or having positive leisure or something like that, besides that, you can improve in other aspects of your body.
Yeah.
I believe nowadays we need to focus, to work on concentration or focus on the things. Because the researcher, the last researcher that I've read, you know, they recommend us to work on how can be a concentration on everything. And because in cyberspace, I mean, modern life, yes, in modern life, we lose our concentration with multipedia or bombarding of a negative thought or something like that. Mm-hmm. The hobbies can best solve, in my opinion, to do that, to overcome in something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Especially,
I'm not a smoking. Yeah.
No, that was a joke. There are bad hobbies of people like smoking a cigarette. Or,
yeah, I'm just kidding.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing about social media in Iran is people, if you're too attached to that. Recently, someone came to me and sent a message to me. He said that you don't know how to speak Persian, so why you're speaking English?
So, oh my God!
Yeah, it is a matter of that. You know, some people they're out there, they're trolling you and things like that. So you have to deal with these people on social media, and it's going to make you more stressed. Of course, I don't give a damn about these people, but that's the thing. How you make this balance, because there are good people, there are bad people. And that's right. I totally agree with that. So, Mr. Mustafa, should we have or not?
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned, psychologists tell us that it's one of the basic needs of all humankind. And yeah, I totally agree that we have to have. But unfortunately, we see that in schools, for example, they are trying to remove hobbies from and say that hobbies are bad and you don't. That we're not robots, you know.
Yeah.
We have to have hobbies sometimes.
Yes.
Because, and I think that hobbies have to be constructive instead of destructive. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, something that add to you something beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
For example, surfing Instagram, and I have this bad hobby as well, you know, just in Telegram news, negative news, I sometimes go and watch them. It's very bad. And yeah, but my best hobby, if you ask me, best hobby is daydream.
Daydreaming or what? Yeah. I lost you. We lost Mr. Mustafa completely, I think.
In the movie, in the video that I mentioned, he was talking about, daydreaming and the importance of daydreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, I cannot focus and concentrate. And when it happens, I go just, daydream about myself.
Okay.
And I have not to exaggerate about, because I will lose the reality, but it will be beneficial,
Mm-hmm.
I will put my goals into daydreams, and I imagine I'm using my imagination, and
you think about the future. For example, if you want to daydream about money, you think about becoming rich. We lost you again.
If you hear my voice.
Yeah, I think you were saying that you were talking about daydreaming, and I lost you completely.
Yeah, I said that, yeah. Daydream is my best hobby, but another hobby that is... bad hobby of mine is, pestering my sister.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. When I'm jobless, I go to another room and pester my sister, and she's get angry, and I enjoy.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. We know. All right. Cool.
I'm mischief person.
You're mischievous, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, how about Miss Maria? Should we have or not?
Yes. I think hobbies are really important in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have my voice?
Yes.
I think having hobby is really important in anyone's life, because we can't just be drowned in studies and work. Mm-hmm. We should have something to be excited about in life, and something brings us joy and enriches our lives. And having hobbies is also very important about stress. It can decrease the stress levels. For example, I myself, when I'm stressed out or I'm angry, I go watch a movie or go to sleep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah, that's very good. Good point. All right, guys. I think it's enough for today. We talk about, let's check. All right, we talked about 1 hour and 22 minutes. So it was a very good conversation. I really enjoyed it personally. So one last thing. Any one of you, if you have one last thing to mention, don't make it so long, please, because we don't have all day. So one last sentence, if you want to add, please add. Mrs. Zahra, please.
Yes, I want to thank you for inviting me, because this is the first time I'm talking with people, some people, in English.
Okay, amazing.
And that was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Of course, thanks to Miss Fatima, because she...
Yes, made,
yeah.
I was replaced by her.
Yeah, of course.
And nice. I always thank her.
All right. So, Miss Parvin?
I had a great time today with you guys. Thank you, all of you. And especially thank you, Mr. Columbus, for creating this opportunity.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you, too. So, Ms. Nassim?
Welcome.
Are you there?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. And I had a blast with all of you guys. Mm-hmm. And yes, that's it.
Okay.
I have nothing to say.
All right, so Mr. Mustafa.
All because of this great conversation, you know, it was the first time, and I think that maybe final time, I don't know. And because I'm not in a top members of, you know.
Yeah, you can come to, yes, you can come. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I want to thank you. It was very helpful, and yeah, that's it.
All right, okay. Great
thank you so
that.
Much.
You're welcome. So, Miss Mariam?
Thank you for arranging this challenge, and I had a fabulous time. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you all, guys. Thank you so much. It was enjoyable talking to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.